Cape Talk.
The Africa Report.
With JJ Cornish.
JJ Cornish, bonjour. Good morning to you. How are you, sir? JJ? Okay.
For 20 years, sir.
There we go. JJ, very good morning to you.
Yes, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, no, there we go. There we go. We finally got connected. Johannes is still battling with the fact that Kaizer Chiefs won last night, so it's a bit slow in the studio. JJ, this morning, Africans take up the bottom rungs of the United Nations Human Development Ladder?
Well, this Human Development Index comes out once a year, you know, and a very, very interesting reading always. The top of the Human Development Index, and that measures health, education, income. Top of it, not surprisingly, is Norway, and then Switzerland. Australia makes a showing there. Ireland and Germany. And there's 189 countries indexed in this. Now, bottom of that, of course, is Niger, the Central African Republic, South Sudan, Chad, and Burundi. Saying there's been a lot of movement, you know, in the last 8 years. Very high on that index are 58 countries, and the low in the countries are 38. Now, in 2010, that was 46 very high and 49 low. So there's been a movement. Botswana, for example, has moved up 8 places. That's great. But on the African front, of course, 26 places down is Libya. And, of course, bottom of the index, having moved the worst, is Syria, having moved down 27 places. So this measures, you know, those things that make living in a country or living life generally wherever you are worthwhile. Get access to healthcare, access to education, the amount of money that you bring home. It's a very, very interesting document every year.
Yeah. JJ, I know that you are very passionate about West Africa. Where does that fit in on this particular ladder?
Well, I mean, you know, the countries, I haven't gone through the entire, I haven't got the entire index in front of me. I'm not passionate specifically about West Africa, I have to tell you, and about the whole of Africa.
Mm.
In fact, West Africa is the one area that I probably need to learn more about. But I know a great deal about the Maghreb, you know, the north of Algeria, Western Sahara, Morocco. None of them have really climbed much. They've stayed where they are. But the fact is that we have climbers, you know, and I have to say with shame, I haven't checked South Africa's place on this, but I would have thought South Africa hasn't really moved much either.
JJ, the United Nations Commission of Inquiry into Burundi cites the possible crimes against humanity.
Well, remember now, Burundi is the one country that has left the ICC, and now the bad guys who want to do it have been backed by none other than Donald Trump's administration, who call the ICC dead to them. But this UN commission has had a tough time finding things in Burundi because it finds that the persistent widespread violations of human rights amount to crimes against humanity. And this is their report that they have filed to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. They talk about extrajudicial killings, enforced disappearances, arbitrary arrests, torture, sexual violence, and there's particular concern about the Imbonerakure, which is the youth militia of the ruling party, and the kind of influence and pressure they're being bringing to bear on people to kowtow and to actually simply accept what the government is giving them.
And the 9-year-old daughter of a Kenyan magistrate was tortured after being kidnapped. That must be
what an absolutely horrendous story. 2 weeks ago, Maribel Copolon comes off the school bus. Somebody calls her name, somebody recognizes her or appears to, and she goes to speak, and she's taken away in this car. A demand for 74,000 rand ransom is made. I don't know if any attempt was made to kind of meet that demand, but her body has now been found in a forest in Meru in eastern Kenya, and there are signs that she was tortured while she was held. This is the magistrate Caroline Kimei. I mean, what an absolutely, it's like a bad movie, isn't it? An absolutely horrendous thing to happen. And, you know, with the criminality in Kenya rising, and Uhuru Kenyatta determined to try and root it out. This is something that just underlines the need for him to do this with all speed.
Yeah, it's an absolutely sad story, and I think, you know what, with eventually the parents are left after, and the parents are left to live with that, after the situation. It makes it very, very difficult for them. Jean-Jacques Cornish, Ademe, and chat to you again.
Ademe, I'm over here.
There we go, Jean-Jacques Cornish chatting to us about the African continent. Africa takes up the rungs of the United Nations Human Development. The United Nations Commission of Inquiry into Burundi cites possible crimes against humanity. And, of course, the 9-year-old daughter of Kenyan magistrate was tortured after being kidnapped. A very